Coming up in today's episode, I've truly become who I am as a designer, as a decorator, as a person by being alone. And I know that that's wild to absolutely say, but I think that sometimes you just need to be with yourself. If you were to create anything today and not ask anyone anything for advice, what would you create today? And would you be kind of excited to see what it would be? The literal greatest compliment is not, oh, that room is so beautiful, or I love that, you know, thing that you did. The greatest compliment is when you guys say that I have empowered you to try a power tool for the first time, or that you did a project, not what I did, but just a project of any kind because you saw me do it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hello guys, welcome back to the podcast. I am in a great mood today. I'm in a great mood a lot of the days. You know, like I'm genuinely a happy person. I don't wake up that way. I need time to, you know, like get up. My mom is a very wake up. She wants to talk. She wants to, you know, like, bah! She's like ready. She wants to have full on conversations. No. I need time. I need time to, you know, to process my thoughts, to wake up, to have my coffee. Like, don't talk to me before I have my coffee kind of thing. I need time. But she is like ready to go. She's very much a morning person. I am not, but generally by, I don't know, like 10 a.m., a solid 10. It's like David from Schitt's Creek. He was like, but don't call me before 10. That's kind of how I feel. So I'm generally a happy person, but I'm especially happy today. I am just kind of like riding this high of being back here in California. It's definitely getting warmer here though. It is very much July, but it's definitely warm, but we've been spending time outside. We've been, you know, we had a barbecue, a pool party, you know, and just, there are so many things right now that I'm just so, so incredibly grateful for, which I have to take a second to thank you guys for being here every week, for showing up on the many things of pieces of content that I produce. We've got my main renovation and DIY channel. We've got my vlog channel where I upload twice a week. Now we have the podcast, and then we've got other social medias, and now there's a new one that is Threads, and that's like Twitter, but Instagram. There's just like so many things. Do you know what I mean? Like, I should actually ask you guys on Threads right now what you want to hear on the podcast, but let me know here too. I'm going to post this right now because I'm trying to be good. Literally, when I'm filming this, Threads launched last night. I was number, let's see. I was number 9,523,788 person, that person to download Threads. And I saw this another thread. Is that what we're calling it? Threads? I guess. I saw this other thread of someone said, oh, look, my social media has a social media account. That's literally what it feels like. It feels like my Instagram now has a social media account. It's super weird. Anyways, I'm going to ask on Threads what you guys want to hear. Let me post this really quick. What do you guys want to hear on my podcast? I'm just gonna post that. Okay. It's weird. I've never liked Twitter ever. Actually hated Twitter with a passion. Like hated. Since, you know, it's been around forever. You know what I mean? But I was not into it. And I vowed to never grow it. So when I was growing my other social media accounts and I was posting content, I never catered to Twitter. You won't even find it linked anywhere because I don't even have the app. Like, I don't like it. So now with Threads, it's like, is it all the same reasons why I didn't like Twitter? Because I'm more visual based. Like, I like photos and video, but I'm kind of still posting that. And it's kind of like more like a conversation with you guys, which I am very into. Like, if it's more about, you know, like us chatting, like what I just did, what do you guys want to hear on the podcast? I wouldn't really have another platform to do that on. So that's actually pretty cool that I just did that. So we will see where Threads goes. I digress. Anyway, today is a great day. We've been having, just such a fun week. I had a great birthday and now we're in July and it's so good. I'm kind of like contemplating and trying to decipher what projects I'm going to be jumping into next. I don't know quite yet. So I should also ask on Threads. See what I mean? Maybe this is going to catch on. I don't know. I should also ask that on Threads. So if you don't follow me on Threads, come follow me and we'll like chat about it. But I have very fun DIY projects that are coming up that probably when this comes out, you will have already seen. I want to do some more like summer projects that are smaller, more, I'm calling them bite size. I feel like a full room renovation is very like not bite size. It's like a lot. And I try to bite size it by chopping it up and making it into smaller sections, which works really well. It helps my brain realize like, okay, this is all of the things that you need to do in this room. Let's chop it up and let's, you know, tackle each one individually, and it helps me get things accomplished. But I want to do like bite-sized DIYs where they're like, you know, simple like DIY thrift flips for the season. I want to, I don't know, find some things like on Facebook Marketplace to flip and just make really cool pieces that have permanent places in our home. Because there was a phase when I was doing DIY projects for videos where I would do like three projects in a video. I started to not like doing them because I'm like, I don't have a place for this in my home. This isn't really my style, or, you know, like I'm not really decorated the room for that. So it got to where I was like, why am I doing this? I'm kind of just like doing it for a video. I don't want to do that anymore. Hence why we bought the cottage. Hence this new journey that we've been on for like almost 3 years now. But I want to do some meaningful DIY projects for actual things in our home. So I'm about to tackle kind of storing a curio cabinet for our dining room. And I need a special place to keep all of our things, all of my pretty dishes and my glassware and things. So that's going to be really fun, but more things like that. So that one will probably already be live by the time you hear this. So stay tuned and definitely let me know what you, what we should do, what we should work on, what projects, things that maybe you've wanting to tackle, but you don't know how. Maybe we could tackle them together. Maybe I could do them. And yeah, so it got me thinking about my projects and how I am alone most of the days of my life. And I like it. There was a time. So, okay, let's back up. I was in the corporate world, which you guys have probably heard if you've heard like my backstory here on the podcast. It was like episode one and then I think episode like 11 or 10. I really dived deep into my past and all of the jobs and all of the kind of quote unquote careers that I've had before starting to share my projects online and how they were very different than what I'm doing now. And through those jobs, I was never alone. You know, I'd wake up, I'd get ready for work, I'd be in the office by 8 or 9 o'clock, depending on what job I was at the time. I would spend all day with people. I was the manager of multiple teams, so I would deal with all the people's problems and all the drama and all the mistakes and all the fix all the things. And then I would come home, you know, exhausted. And that takes a toll on you that like, you don't even realize until you turn it off, you know? So coming out, when I finally quit my corporate job I was about to turn 29. So that was 2017. Yes, June 16th, 2017. I had to go through like 6 month or longer, like detox. Like I had to detox from the world that I previously was in. Being around people, talking to people all the time, having that like person to person kind of like stimulation and contact, talking about things out loud, you know, just in general, to now being an entrepreneur, working from home, being alone. it was such, I didn't realize that I needed to go through that detox. I didn't know that that was even a thing. It was super weird. And then Romeo, at the time when I left my corporate job, he was still working a very traditional full-time job. So he, oh my gosh, he actually was working two jobs at the time, I think. He was working, he would wake up like at 4 or 5 a.m. and go and work until like 3. And then he would go to another job and work. And then we barely saw each other for that first time. So I think I was starkly alone, which it was not great for my mental health. Like I was in an apartment the whole time. And then we got Kinsley. That was one of the things that I really wanted. When I left my corporate job, we adopted Kinsley. And that, our dog, which is sleeping here, but you can't see her. She's like balled up. That was major because then it gave me a companion. It gave me, now Romeo's my companion, I guess, but it gave me someone that was around all the time, that worshiped me, that listened to me talk. She was a godsend. Like she is my baby. She's perfection in every way. So that really helped me with my alone time in the beginning. And then I started to realize that when I'm alone, like this past weekend, no, a couple weekends ago when I was painting the room that I'm currently sitting in. So if you're watching on the YouTube video, you can see there our newly decorated and renovated living room. When I was painting this room that weekend, Romeo was actually at a bachelor trip. And we both have jobs now where we kind of are like in and out all day. You know, like I'll be working on something or I'll be running errands or he'll be working and running errands. And we kind of, we see a lot more of each other now than we actually did when we were working traditional 9-to-5 jobs, which I'm very, very happy about because we like never saw you. When he was working two jobs, we never saw each other. Recently, he went to that bachelor party. So it was just me and the house. I literally did not leave our house from Friday when he left to when he got home late Sunday evening. So all day Friday, all day Saturday, and all day Sunday, I was completely alone in our house and I thrived. Now, I am a Cancer. I am a homebody. I like to be at home. I like my alone time. I like the peace and in the solitude. Like I truly enjoy it. And it has been something that I've appreciated more and more as years have gone on since leaving my corporate job. I'm so much more at peace. I'm so much healthier mentally than I used to be. So that's a definitely big contributor. So when he was gone on the bachelor party, I was thriving. It was just me. I didn't really, you know, we eat dinner together, obviously, or lunch or whatever. So sometimes I'll wait for him or I'll call him and be like, hey, like, what do you want at dinner? What are we going to make? Oh, are we going to go somewhere? Are we going to make Alfred? What are we going to do? Or where are you? I'm going to run an errand. It's like just the coordination of it all was not me being alone. You know, like I didn't have any of that coordination. I didn't even talk to him all weekend. I'm like, bye. Like, have fun. You know, like it was my me time. I painted this whole room and I love painting. It's like my therapy. I love like the sound that the brush makes when I roll it. I don't know. It's very therapeutic. Like my projects in general are very therapeutic for me. And I like doing my projects solo, alone, when I'm not pressured by anyone else to tell them something that they can do. Like, you know, when I was having a lot of help early in the renovations, you know, obviously I was getting help and they were being helpful, but I had to think of things that they could help me with that actually stressed me out more than just doing it myself. It's like I would have to be more planned, and I'm not a very planned person with my physical part. Like I am planned in general, like the general, okay, I'm working on this room and today I'm going to work on this project, but not nitty gritty, not to where I have like a checklist of things that need to be done. And I need, okay, like maybe he could help me with this or my mom can help me with that. That I didn't thrive with, but I appreciated the help, obviously. But it didn't really allow me time to be really creative with my video creation. and my DIY projects. So then we entered a world where I was like, no, I just really enjoy being productive and working on my projects alone. I tend to get better clips that way, like clips from my videos, like shots. If you've ever watched one of my main renovation channels and seen all, like one in specific is painting this room in this last series. So I will link it below so that you guys can just watch the intro. Watch the whole thing, but watch the intro specifically. Think, and when you're watching it, watch it all the way through and just take it for what it is and how I wanted to deliver it. But then watch it again. It's only about two and a half minutes. Watch it again and think about all of the different clips I had to get in order to tell that visual story. Think about all the times that I was alone and I had to move the tripod to get that particular clip. There was one when I'm going outside to pick up my paint materials to bring them back inside. Think about all the times I had to move the camera. Now, if I had someone else here with me needing me to tell them what to do, or I felt like I always felt like that was like wasting their time when I was trying to get these shots, I would have never been able to capture that piece of content in the same way, and I wouldn't have been as proud of the video that I produced. So being alone, I thrive. But there were times, man, when I left my corporate job, I remember just being like, I would plan things, you know, with my coworkers and stuff, like, you know, girls that maybe had left the company with me or that we were still friendly. I don't talk to anyone from the company anymore. Obviously, we've just follow different paths. But I would have like them over for like every week we would have brunch. And I remember that so clearly because I still needed this tie to the person-to-person contact. Like I still needed the connection, you know? And it took me, gosh, I think it was like a year to really detox from it. But what I learned through that is that when I'm alone, I am my truest, most authentic, most clearest self. There's no one else. I wasn't even on social media that weekend. There was nothing. I turned off everything except for what I was doing, what I was working on. So all of the decisions that I made were my own. All of the thoughts that I had were my own. All of like what the project that I was working on was the truest expression of my creativity. And what I got was something that I'm truly proud of. That for me is major. This room that I'm sitting in, I'm so proud of, not just because it's like the newest one, but that plays into it, but also the cottage. There was a lot of times when I was just down there working alone and all the design that I've come up with to create for that house was my own. You know, and yes, it was influenced maybe, you know, asking Romeo for his opinion because he is such a creative person. And of course, asking my mom, you know, but I think the more time I spend alone doing my projects, I trust myself more and more and more to make decisions without anyone else's input. That is major. And that is not something that I learned until a couple weekends ago. Because I, you know, like if you don't like actually figure that out or actually put a reason to why you like being alone or creating, I think it was scary in the beginning to tackle these projects all on my own. It was scary in terms of like, am I going to hurt myself demoing at the cottage by myself? You know, so I'm like, oh, I need my dad or I need Romeo around to make sure that doesn't happen because it was scary and it was new and I had never done it before. So I was scared of it. So I needed someone so I couldn't be alone. Then I had to be alone because no one else was around. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not doing enough. I need to tackle this project. So I dove in and I did it for the first time and I was safe about it. But it was empowering because I was able to do it on my own. I demolished the entire kitchen at the cottage by myself. And after, I mean, I was dropping cabinets, I was pulling them off the wall. Now I had to work smarter than harder. I had to actually figure out, I couldn't just go in, you know, those like guys on HGTV that go in to a house and they just start like sledgehammering stuff. No, well, I'm not strong enough to do that. one. Like, I'd love to do that, but I, like, literally, I don't have the upper body strength that they have. So I had to work smarter. I had to figure out actually how the cabinets were attached and actually unscrew everything and then take a crowbar to it and demolish it. But, like, once I did it, you guys, I was like, this, I am a total bad, you know what? Like, I'm totally like, who am I? How did I just demo this kitchen? And it made way for a beautiful bathroom that I later built. Our guest bathroom is the old kitchen at the cottage. So, like, doing things alone, doing projects alone is really super empowering for me. It's exhausting, it's tiring, you know, because you're having to do everything yourself, but it's, like, so cool. And then also just being alone with myself, I'm my truest self. So, like, that last weekend, it was a couple of weekends ago now, that weekend just, like, proved to me, I'm like, man, if I could just turn off the noise sometimes and trust the process, because I have to tell myself that a lot, trust the process, McKenna, like, things are going to look uglier before they look better. You know, don't doubt the direction that you're going, because if you get all the way to the end and you still don't like it, you can totally change it. And think about that, like, trying, like, something daring in your home, like painting a wild color on the walls. Remember, it's still paint and you can still fix it. And, you know, just, I don't know, things like that. You can, there's always a way that something could be corrected or manipulated, or you can change course. It's all going to be okay. But being alone this last weekend really reminded me of how powerful your own ideas and your own thoughts and your own, just your own self. You are unique. Like, I think of myself as, like, I am totally different than any person in this world. Any person that follows me on my channels, you know, and design especially is very subjective. What I like, somebody else won't like, or someone else would do it differently. But it's subjective. It's all personal preference. It's all something that looks good to the eye of the beholder, you know? So, like, something that looks good to me, or a color palette that looks good to me, might not look good for somebody else. So sharing creativity and my designs online is opening up the world, you know, for a very subjective world to be criticized, you know, or just commented on, not even criticized. Like, I'm not even saying like that, like, just commented on what someone else would have done in their own home. But I think in the grand scheme of things, what I'm always trying to accomplish, or my goal with every piece of content that I create, it's more so to inspire you to do your own creations, to make your own room, to empower you more, inspire, but also empower. I guess that's more of the better word to say. Empower you to tackle your own projects, to really, like, push your creativity, to trust yourself, to try things that you've never tried before. I think the greatest compliment, and I've had so many of these from you guys, when I see you guys or run into you guys at thrift stores or flea markets, the literal greatest compliment is not, oh, that room is so beautiful, or I love that, you know, thing that you did. The greatest compliment is when you guys say that I have empowered you to try a power tool for the first time, or that you did a project, not what I did, but just a project of any kind because you saw me do it. And there's been a couple of you guys that have said, like, oh, well, if McKenna could do it, McKenna would try, I'm gonna try too. That, you guys, you don't even know. Like, I leave a flea market or wherever, like, seeing you guys leave feeling so empowered myself. I feel like it's this exchange. You know, because you guys have taken that away from watching my content and given that back to me now, I just want to continue to do what I do and continue to push my own boundaries and push my creativity, because with every project, it's always something that I've never done before. And I think that really I've truly become who I am as a designer, as a decorator, as a person, by being alone. And I know that that's wild to absolutely say, but I think that sometimes you just need to be with yourself, with your own thoughts, with no one's judgment, with no one's input, with no one's help. You just need to, what could you create if you were to create anything today and not ask anyone anything for advice? Don't ask your husband or your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your friend or whatever. Don't ask anyone, what would you create today? And would you be kind of excited to see what it would be? Would you be excited to like see the outcome? And it could be horrible and you trash it. Who cares? It could be great. And you're like, oh my God, I'm so good. You know, like you, it could go either way. It could be just okay because I've had a lot of projects that I have worked on that have never seen the light of day. They're not a ton. I usually share all of my mistakes and I try and make things better. So it kind of takes a turn and, you know, like the archways, for instance. That was something that I just came up with in my head. I did have help with from my mom. I would FaceTime my mom and be like, what do you think of this? Because sometimes we just need that like sounding board. You know what I mean? So I would call my mom, what do you think of this? But I was, all this detail and all of these things were truly just dreamt up in my head and they kept going wrong. You know, like I was like, oh, like I broke boards and I wanted a collar or some kind of detail around it that I didn't end up putting. But that was just part of the process and I trust the process and the end goal is so good. I wouldn't have found out how creative I could be or what I could have created if I didn't spend time alone. And I know time alone is like scary. It's kind of like, oh, I'm so alone, you know? And I get lonely sometimes. And sometimes I'm just like, okay, I can't be alone. Like, this is just like too weird. I need, you know, to go to a coffee shop and just see other human beings. You know, sometimes that happens because then this job that I have, I'm more alone than I am with other people. So, you know, sometimes like, especially at the cottage when Romeo wasn't there, I'd be like days on end and it would just be me. So I would have never figured out how creative I could be if I didn't spend time alone and get through the scary stage of this new reality of spending more time. But I feel like I am my truest self when I turn off the noise, I'm not influenced by anyone else, and I am alone with my thoughts and my paintbrush or my thoughts and my power tool. I just create. So I'm kind of gonna hope that you guys leave today and us just chatting about this and just spend maybe a few hours just with yourself, just creating. It's like if you have maybe a room in your house that you've been wanting to make over, what would you do? Not what I would do, not what your friend would do. What would you do? How would you want it to look? What would it look like? And make a plan to kind of like tackle that and see what you're capable of. I've always had a very like positive outlook on anything because I think about everything being able to be fixed. But I know that I've encountered like even friends and people in my life that have always been like kind of like the failure to launch kind of thing. They're like scared to do it because they're scared of a bad outcome. They're scared to figure out and trust the process. They're just scared. So they never even try. So they don't even know what they're capable of. I've had so many friends like that actually. And they just don't ever get started. They never reach their full potential. And they don't have the opportunity to be proud of themselves because I'm all about self-love. I'm all about empowering yourself and patting yourself on the back. I'm big on that because and celebrating milestones and things that you accomplish because why not? Why would you not? Yes, I'd like to think I'm very humble and I'm very humbled by like, you know, things in life, but I'm very like, oh, like when I do something cool, I'm like, McKenna, cool that you did that. Like you accomplished that because it's empowering. It empowers me to keep going. It gives me like self-satisfaction and you kind of have to have that in this world. So I'm really curious to see if you guys are going to leave here and really be empowered to just do something that no one else would have any say in. And don't even tell them. If it's bad, don't tell them. Don't tell me. Don't tell anybody. And just live in the moment that I get to live a lot of the moments alone with and do those things a lot when I'm alone. And I've learned over the years that I really, really love it. I really value that alone time. So maybe you guys are like that too. Maybe this is like I'm preaching to the choir. Maybe you guys are like, yeah, I love being alone. I love to create. Like I love doing everything creative. But I haven't met many people in my life that are quite like that. And I feel like the truest, you know, I think sometimes when, especially that weekend that Romeo was at the bachelor party. Like, you know how a writer goes off on like into a house in the middle of nowhere or on a cliff, like on a beach, you know, in some remote island and writes a novel. I think I've mentioned this in my vlog channel before because that's what it felt like that weekend. I just shut myself in to create. And what came out of it was so cool, you know? So that is my take on being alone. It took me a while to love it. It took me a while to get there because I feel like we grow up and we're in school, unless you're homeschooled. But in school, you know, I was public school. Like, I had people around constantly. I had teachers. I had people we were talking to constantly. And then you enter, you know, workforce and you work. And I was in retail or corporate or fashion shows and all of these things and all of this, the lives that we live are like you're surrounded by people. And there's not a lot of time where you can just be by yourself. So oftentimes it's scary. Oftentimes it's something that you don't want to do because it's something you're not used to. So for me, it was the same way. It was like, it's scary now. This is not what I'm used to. This is foreign. Make it stop. I need to be around people. And it took me a while to detox. So I'm just saying, value your alone time because you may surprise yourself at what you're able to create. So this was a fun episode. I just kind of like got inspired to like talk about being alone because of that weekend. And just how proud of I am of this room and how I'm really kind of like just living on this high of being this first room in our home being completed. So if you're watching on the YouTube video, you can see the room that I'm sitting in. And if you haven't seen the series, it's a 5-part episode series where I transformed this first room in our house, really highlighting the existing structure and bringing things that were hidden back to life. And we exposed the beams, we painted the fireplace dark, which really made the brass pop. We brought in really amazing vintage pieces paired with new pieces and furniture and decor and art that I've collected. And it's just a very, when you walk into this room, it feels very warm and inviting and calming, which is exactly what I wanted you to feel when you entered our home. So it's a great first step in getting us there. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Definitely let me know what you want to hear on the podcast. And if you're on Threads, let's see what people said now that I've been talking for like 30 minutes or so. Let's see. I don't even know how to work this yet. Okay, so far, 22 likes. Ooh, how are you making plans for your France trip with Romeo and your mom? We can talk about the trip. Maybe after, maybe plan and after I could do like an episode, let me know. How about you simply talking about your trip with Romeo to Europe? Okay, Europe is a popular thing. Maybe you guys want to hear. One question my boyfriend and I always ask ourselves is, can you only take baths at the cottage? Currently, yes. Or does the guest Beth have a secret shower? I don't know how long I could go without a shower available. Okay, currently, yes, but the guest bathroom at the cottage was only meant to have a bathtub. It doesn't have shower hookups or anything, but it has the wand. So the old kind of like that style of tub and the faucet has a wand, a detachable wand that you can actually use as a shower. So we could put a ring around the top and put a shower curtain and you could totally shower with it. I actually like that tub a lot because when I take a bath, I can wash my hair so it still feels like a shower. But Romeo and I both are bath lovers. So it hasn't been weird only having a bathtub. But in the primary bathroom that we haven't started really working on, which just has the flooring and the windows in, it will also have a detached shower. So we'll get the best of both worlds. But that's so funny. Best flea markets in each state, how you started your YouTube channel, any topic discussed with Lone Fox. Yeah, we need to do another episode with Drew on a different topic. We just talked about renovating our first homes. I also want to have my realtor on to get, you know, her tips on buying her first home. So any questions that you guys have, let us know. I don't know when that's going to be, but I hope it's going to be very soon. And I will see you guys very soon with another episode. And of course, more fun DIY projects, home renovations, vlog content, summer things. And we are going to Europe soon. We will be in Europe in September. So stay tuned for really exciting vlogs as well, because that's exciting. I don't know how many vlogs yet. I don't know how it's all going to pan out. I'm just going to film everything and we'll package them up after because we are going to Paris Flea Market, which is kind of like a, you know, kind of like little markets clustered together, I think. And then we will also be traveling down to the south of France to Provence. I'm so excited. I'll see you guys later. Bye, guys.